So I wanted to say just a few words about this. Maybe I'll share a poem as kind of like start us off. Many of you know I like this poet, Rosemary Traumer. She's a practitioner. She lives in Colorado. A friend of mine has took a poetry workshop with her and said that it was really great. But I don't remember where in Colorado she lives. But she writes a poem every day and posts it online. So every single day, this is part of her practice. And often I'm finding her poems really evocative and touching. So here's one she posted yesterday, but I'm not exactly sure when she wrote it. She took a few weeks off and then just posted a whole bunch of poems on one day. But it was written within the last few weeks. And I'll share this and then maybe talk about it a little bit. So the title of this poem is called Wonder. And again, the poet is Rosemary Traumer. She writes, I wear my wonder like old running shoes. Not elegant, not sophisticated, surprisingly inappropriate in certain rooms. I notice how others sometimes wrinkle their noses at a blatant sporting of wonder, thinking perhaps I must be oblivious to the dress code. Stilettos of apathy, high heels of indifference, boots of cool reserve. But dang, this wonder gets me where I need to go, every inch, every mile, even across the room. When everywhere I step is broken glass, wearing this wonder is the only reason I can move at all. Wonder as running shoes. Some of you might be familiar with there's this story, parable, I'm not exactly sure what to call it, of this somebody in the royalty stubbing their toe or cutting their foot and saying, this is terrible. This shouldn't happen. I shouldn't cut my foot while I'm walking outside. Therefore, I'm going to decree that we must pave the whole kingdom so that I am not going to cut my foot. And somebody said, well, wouldn't it be easier if you just put shoes on? So just this idea of sometimes we feel like we have to fix everything out there, but instead, what can we adorn ourselves with, arm ourselves with, equip ourselves with to make our movement through the world, the movement through our life easier? Make it so that we can find our way with less difficulty, less suffering. And so that's part of the reason why I like this poem, because wonder, like having wonder, having still a sense of awe, a sense of appreciation for simple things, for things that might even be in our home that we no longer see, maybe some art that we put up or some vase or flowers or even book covers or, you know, things that we might see in magazines. Often there are things that might create a little bit of wonder or awe or maybe just the word appreciation. And sometimes we underestimate how just taking this moment to appreciate, to have a sense of awe, to have a sense of wonder about what's happening can really shift our mindset, can really shift our experience in a way that doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't take a lot of effort, just maybe just a reminder. So I'll read this poem one more time, and then I'll lead us in some practice. So Rosemary Traumer writes, I wear my wonder like old running shoes. Not elegant, not sophisticated, surprisingly inappropriate in certain rooms. I notice how others sometimes wrinkle their noses at a blatant sporting of wonder, thinking perhaps I must be oblivious to the dress code, stilettos of apathy, high heels of indifference, boots of cool reserve. But dang, this wonder gets me where I need to go, every inch, every mile, even across the room. When everywhere I step is broken glass, wearing this wonder is the only reason I can move at all. Having some appreciation, seeing some of the bright side of things, not only seeing the broken glass, not to deny that broken glass doesn't exist. It does exist. There is suffering in this world. There are social injustices. There's oppression. There's racism. There's all kinds of awful things. It's not the only thing. So, well, how can we tune ourselves so that we might hear or see or experience the sense of awe, this sense of wonder? And one way is to take care of ourselves, to, in some way, to have enough care and respect for ourselves, that we take the time to nourish ourselves with wonder and awe, perhaps in the same way we might nourish ourselves with eating good food, drinking clean water. So today I'd like to do a little bit of loving kindness for ourselves, which helps create the conditions in which we might be able to nourish ourselves with noticing awe and wonder. So we'll take an alert, upright posture to begin. And settling into our meditation. Settling into the moment, settling in to the experiences that are arising right now. Feeling what's there to be felt. Maybe starting with what's obvious. The pressure, the chair, cushion against the body. Feeling the body breathing, the movement of the abdomen or the chest, maybe the air going in and out of the nose. And when the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy and uncomplicated. Easy and uncomplicated to feel warmth, care, respect, goodwill, friendliness, love. And really connect with this person or being. Maybe kittens, puppies, babies. You can connect with the image of the lovable being, or maybe just a felt sense of being with the lovable being. And then to support our connection, our cultivation of loving kindness, you can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. perhaps feeling into the body. What does it feel like to be cultivating loving kindness, to be wishing somebody well, sending warm wishes, sending goodwill? Maybe there's a sense of ease or spaciousness, or maybe not. Maybe there isn't anything in particular. Again, connecting with the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand this loving kindness to include ourselves. In the same way we have goodwill for the lovable being, can we have goodwill for ourselves? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Some people find it helpful to imagine themselves when they were a child. Some people find it helpful to bring to mind a beneficial, helpful, supportive act they've done. Something good they've done. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Might check in with the body and see if there's some spaciousness or warmth. And if so, allowing that to get as big as it would like. Not forcing anything, we're just allowing. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Kind of using these words wonder and awe interchangeably. They're not exactly the same. They're both related to appreciation. Maybe some engagement. as part of nourishment for yourself, if you'd like, might consider, is there someplace in your practice, some object in your practice space that you might appreciate? Sculptures, light fixtures, lamps, blankets, pillows, rugs. If you'd like, maybe open your eyes just very gently. Allowing yourself to look kindly in a way that is supportive, appreciating some of the what you find in your practice space. Sometimes we feel like we have to have grand experiences. Go to the Grand Canyon. To have a sense of awe or wonder. We can have a sense of appreciation here in our own homes, or wherever you might be practicing. And extending that loving kindness to ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. And may I live with ease. What does it feel like to take care of yourself in this way? can extend our loving kindness outwards in all directions. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. And may all beings live with ease. With no exceptions. No exceptions. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease. What does it feel like to be indiscriminate for your well-wishing? What does it feel like to allow your goodwill to be like rain, lands on all beings equally? And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of kind of coupling wonder and awe together, and then coupling that with ways that we take care of ourselves, way that we nourish ourselves, and loving kindness, you know, kind of have some warm-heartedness towards ourselves. There's plenty of research that shows that wonder and awe is really supportive for one's mental state. And it can be just, you know, switch in just a moment to have a little curiosity or appreciation about things that are in our everyday lives. And maybe it's part of the way that our mind can be supported, our hearts can be supported. So it can be helpful to talk about some of these ideas with others. Maybe you thought this was just a weird, crazy idea. What is Diana doing here? Wonder and awe, that's not one of the Brahma Viharas. Or maybe you felt like, yeah, this is true. I can appreciate some of these things on my and my daily surroundings or what I find. And it does allow for some more openness or spaciousness in the heart. So I like to put you into groups of three or four people. And really the here is to listen more than actually tell the whole story or the whole ideas that you have about it, about this notion of awe and wonder as being a way to kind of take care of oneself. And it can be nice to just say one point. You don't have to say everything you know, but just to say one point. And then to have it go to the next person. And then they say one point, and then it goes to the next person, and then goes to one more person. So then this way, you might have time to go around a few times to say this idea of wonder or awe. Or you could just share how this was, this guided meditation was for you. It's the whole range, right? If I fell asleep, or I thought it was fantastic, or I'm not sure, I haven't decided yet, right? We don't all have to think the same way and have all the same ideas. Okay, so maybe we'll go in the order of by the number of characters in your screen name. So you have to like count how many letters, and for this, we'll go ahead and use spaces as characters too. And who has the least amount of characters goes first, and who has the most goes last. So here we go. Oh, whoops, I'm going to do a little bit of tweaking here. There's some people take off. Okay, so here we go. Welcome back. So I'd love to hear from some of you. How was that to be in a small breakout room? And or do you have any like new ideas or some aha moments? So either how the experience was or maybe some new ideas or approach or something. Yes, Marie Christine.
It's interesting. I saw the poem a little bit differently and the piece of glass. I saw it in terms of my practice. How sometimes, you know, I may want the ideal conditions for the ideal meditation sit, you know, whereas that piece of glass showed me or reminded me of, well, there's always going to be something too cold, too hot, it's noisy, and there's no ideal environment. It's having the practice despite the adversity. And so the piece of glass for me kind of reminded me of all the little things that the challenges that we may perceive getting in the way of a good meditation practice sit. So that was just my interpretation of it.
Nice. That's great. Thank you, Maria Christine. I love that. Yeah, the glass there. Thank you. So you have to wear boots sometimes. Anybody else have a comment? Yes, Michael.
So we all found awe in nature, and I don't know, I found it in the Dharma, and I believe we all found it in the process of exploring the Dharma. But it was really rich, and, you know, a deep bows and thank you for the beautiful guided meditation and the thoughtful questions, and yeah, it was sweet. So thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, nature. It's amazing, right? How going out in nature, or even looking out the window, it can be uplifting. Yeah. Okay, so we're at the top of the hour. So I'm wishing you all, may you have some wonder and awe, appreciation, and whatever happens next for you. Whether it's late in the evening there on the East Coast, or in the middle of the day over there in Australia, or still a little bit early evening here on the West Coast. So maybe we can unmute ourselves and say goodbye in an unorganized, rowdy way.
So, thank you, Diana.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Diana.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Diana.
Bye.
Thanks, Diana.
Bye.
Thank you, Diana.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.